Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today, as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Podcast number 145. As always, it is so good to be with you today to encourage you to witness for Christ by any means necessary. The simple purpose of this broadcast is to encourage you, to challenge you, to exhort you, to motivate you, if you will, to share your faith in Jesus Christ with those who do not know Him. This is urgent. Jesus Christ gave us the great commission to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. And today, we can do that very easily. There are no excuses. Even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time, we believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to get up and go and do it. So our aim here is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning passage from the Word of God today is Mark 16:15, which reminds us, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this scripture passage from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. The giving of the Great Commission on this occasion seems to have preceded the giving of it that Matthew recorded. The account in the second gospel stresses the universal scope of the disciples' responsibility. All in all, the world is an especially strong form of the Greek word for all, namely hapanta. Every part of the world needs the gospel. Our soul winning quote today is from John R. Mott. He said, "The greatest hindrances to evangelization of the world are those within the church," and that is so true, unfortunately. Our soul winning devotional is part 10 of our series titled "The Master Plan of Evangelism" from Robert E. Coleman, and I want to remind you to take advantage of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of this book, "The Master Plan of Evangelism." It is available on our website for just $35. Some might object to this principle when practiced by the Christian worker on the ground that favoritism is shown toward a select group in the church. But be that as it may, it is still the way that Jesus concentrated his life, and it is necessary if any lasting leadership is to be trained where it is practiced out of a genuine love for the whole church and due concern is manifested toward the needs of the people. Objections can at least be reconciled to the mission being accomplished. However, the ultimate goal must be clear to the worker, and there can be no hint of selfish partiality displayed in relationships to all. Everything that is done with the view, everything that is done with the few is for the salvation of the multitudes. Modern demonstrations. The principle of selectivity and concentration is engraved in the universe and will bring results no matter who practices it, whether or not the church believes it. Look at any successful leadership training program in business, industry, government, or the military. On a global scale, it is surely not without significance that the early leaders of communism, always alert to what works, adopted in a large measure this method of the Lord as their own, using it to their own devious end. They have multiplied from a handful of zealots to a vast conspiracy of followers that until recently enslaved nearly half of the people of the world. They are a modern-day example of what Jesus demonstrated so clearly in his day, that the multitudes can be won easily if they are just given leaders to follow. In our next episode, we will look at time for action. Let's pray. Holy Father God, make us to be the soul winners you want us to be in these last and evil days by the power of your Holy Spirit and for your glory. Praise and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winners fire. God bless you.